Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Leora Rachel, Bas Chaya Reisel, Sof Shachol Yisrael, and also the Refuas Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Tida Edit Bas Ita Rachel, Rabbi Eliel Ben Atida Edit, and the schus, Reb Noam Simcha Ben Reb David Zev. In the previous shir, we saw the Shitas HaRambam, that when it comes to Nedarim, Simanim are necessary, only Shanim are. And we discussed that at some length, and now we're going to try to get a Mahalach in this Sugya. So there's a Chakira Begeder Din Havoas Shanim V'Simanim. And the famous Chakira is, are they themselves the Geder of Gadlus? Is Gadlus defined by Shanim and Simanim? That's what creates the Gadlus? Or those are only simanim for godless. Those are only a sign that the person has reached godless. The marit, the tshuvin siman, and aleph is marich levar, that they're only simanim, the kishmam. And he proves this from the fact that we find godless bishanim below simanim. If you have a saris, if you have an ilonis, these are people, a boy, a girl, who don't have simanim, and yet they become gdolim. So you see that if it was the gather of godless, the simanim were the gather of godless, that's the siva for godless, so then saris and islandists should never be gedolim. But if it's just a simon for godless, so just because they lack that simon, we know they're gedolim in other ways. So you see, you can have shanim without simanim. When they reach a certain age, they become gedolim. And we also find simanim without shanim. Bedoros harishonim, like we say in Sanhedrin Samaches, and sometimes you need neither simanim nor shanim. That if a girl gives birth, we paskin that banim areim kisimanim. So if shanim and Cyrus were constituted the gather of godless, so that would mean that without them you couldn't have godless. Ela bevadai she'ein elu ela simanim legadlut. Efshar la'ashivot zot lesimanei tara bebeima bebeimot uveofot she'einam mehavim et tara. Ela, stam simanim, by behemoth and ophos, that's not what constitutes the tara, the simani tara. They're just simanim. What's the raya? That a para that gives birth to an animal that looks tamea, the vlad is tar, even though it doesn't have simanim, since we know that it's a mintar. So you see that's not what establishes the kashrus. It's not the siman. There's simanim for kashrus, but without them, the animal could also be kosher. And because of this, the Ma'arit is doicha, the svar of the one who says that kedusha yisom maktana could work with a sveik sveika. Shema evia simanim, shema lo evia. And if you say that she brought simanim, then maybe she hasn't yet come l'chlal shanim. So it's a sveik sveika. Sufik on the simanim, sufik on the shanim. But this is not true. Because neither shanim nor simanim are the ikar godless. They're just a simon for godless. So there's one sufik. Is she a gdol or a ktana? She's a gdol, she's married, she's a ktana, she's not. Ve'in makom l'harbot sveikot mitzad simanim. Aval, b'shita mekubetzet b'bava batra nun vav, hu evi, מהספר שיטה לא נודע למי שסימני גדלות הם גורמים המהווים את הגדלות ולא רק בגדר סימן. So the שיטה לא נודע למי holds that the סיבה לגדלות are the סימנים. And with this he's מחלק לעניין הדין of דובר ולחצי דובר between the אידוס and סימני גדלות. The Eidus and Shnei Chazaka, because Simanei Gadlus, that in itself is a Siba, whereas Shnei Chazaka, that's just a Simen, it's a Hochacha, it's a proof of Bailus, but it's not the Bailus themselves. But the Simanei Guf are themselves Bailus. Look also in the Kovetz Shiurim at the beginning of Pesachim. So again, Shita Mukubetzis Bava Basrin and Vav, and Kovetz Shiurim at the beginning of Pesachim. So they hold that it's a goreim. So if we learn Kipashtis HaSugi B'nida, that the Ikar Din Gadlus is Gadlus Hadas, like we saw in the previous shir. As Nimtza Shashanim Vasarot Einan Ela Siman LeGadlut Sharei HaGadlut BeAtzma Hi Gadlut Hadat. Gadlus is Gadlus Hadas. Aval Im HaGadlut Kidra Gadlut HaGuf Kahavanat HaOr Sameach. But as we saw in the previous shir, we saw the Or Sameach, that Gadlus is dependent on the body. So then there's room for the Shita, the Svar of the Shita Lano Delumi, that you can say that Simanim are the Gorim for the Gadlus. V'yesh lochiach v'kvar naga b'zeh b'chidushei Reb Ruven Grozovsky b'sugya b'yevamot b'daf yud bet midivrei haritva b'yevamot b'daf pei she'asearot einan ela b'geder simanim l'gadlut. So we could prove from the Ritva that Cyrus are only simanim for godless, but are not the actual godless. That's not what defines somebody as a godol. They're just a sign that the person is a godol. Shehu piresh ma she'amru sham b'mi she'noldu bo simanei saris ben yudchet. So let's say somebody has simanim of a saris when he's 18. According to Rabbi, becomes a saris l'mafreya from the time he's 12, but that's been a keva, it's a she. Pshat Lashon HaGemara is that it's talking about a Zohar. But he learns that it's talking about a Nekeva. So this Nekeva, when she's 18, and she has Simanim that she was never going to be a Gedola, so she goes back now and becomes a Gedola Mafreya from the time she's 12. Aval Bizachar, but if he's male, then it's only from the age of 13. Male can't be a gadol when he's 12, and he wants to be doche. The Divrei HaMefaresh, who's the Ramban, that it's talking about a zohar, that a zohar becomes a gadol HaMefreya when he's 12, and that's like the man damer anida memheam at beis toich hazman kila achar zman klomar hasimanim shebetoch hashana yud gimel nidonim kesimanei gadlut im nisharu beguf kshiel yud gimel. That the simanim that the child brings when he's 12, if they remain when he's 13, that's simanei gadlus if they're still there when he's 13. And therefore, Saris, who doesn't have Cyrus, we already consider him a gadol when he's 12, as if he had brought Cyrus. That's the sheet of the Ramban, the Tochzman Kelachazman, about Cyrus, and therefore Saris, he doesn't bring Cyrus, already at 12, can be considered a gadol. But the Ritva's Docha this, that's Ein omrim toch zman kelachar zman elek shevi shtei sarot mamash. It's only when he actually brought the shtei Cyrus, because he brought them before everybody else. But Saris, we're only going to judge him as a gadol, like most, like the Rov. And when's the Rov? When he's 13. The explanation is that since we don't have a simon and a rayon godless through the Cyrus, so we're mamid this Cyrus al cheskas rov ha'olam, that after 13 they bring simanim like the din of chazaka de rabba. But mehechitesi, to say that he's a gadol already from before, he's not better than anybody else, the bestama that we're not machzik him as a gadol before he's 13. Now, if the Cyrus themselves were Mimarkiveh HaGadlus, then you couldn't go after Chazaka Derava. Because Manavshach, Cyrus Mamish, you don't have by a Cyrus. So, why should he be a Gadol from the time he's 13? If Cyrus make godless, then you're not going to follow the Chazaka Derava, because the Cyrus themselves, a Cyrus doesn't have. So why should he become a godless when he's 13? So what are you going to say? that by a saris, that is, doesn't have saris, there's a special halacha that he doesn't need simanei aguf. So if he doesn't need simanei aguf, we ask the Ritva, so why shouldn't he become a gadol even earlier? Leman de'amar toch zman kela acher zman. And indeed, Bedas HaRambam, we can explain that he learned that the Simanim are begeder Siba, and geder godless. And by Saris, there's a special din that you don't need Simanim. And therefore, he's already a gadol from the time he's 12. Because you don't need Simanei Aguf. And therefore, already by the time he's 12, there's a special halacha that if it's a normal person, a regular person, so when he's 12, you don't know that the Cyrus are really Cyrus. Maybe it's a Shuma like the Gemara says. Maybe it's not real pubic hairs. But once he's 13, and you see that they are real pubic hairs, so then he becomes a bar mitzvah. But the Ramban holds a Cyrus who doesn't have hairs. So already by the time he's 12, we say Toch Zman Kel Acher Zman, and already when he's 12, he can become a Gadol. You can explain the Ramban otherwise. Akopanim, the Ritva doesn't hold that way. The Ritva holds that he only become a Gadol when he's 13. Why? Why? The answer is, it's mashma that he learns that the Cyrus are a simon legadlus. And therefore, a saris who doesn't have this simen, we judge him as a gadol lemafreya, mishnas yud gimel, kedin kol adam mishum chazaka derava. If he was kishar kol adam, that brings saris when he's 13, then he'd be bar mitzvah when he's 13. But a saris who doesn't have saris, so then, when you find out that he later on that he's a Saris, so he becomes Bar Mitzvah Lemefreya when he's 13, because the Saris are not the Gorein for the godless, because the Saris doesn't need Saris. They're just a Simon for godless. They're a Simon that he reached the right age, and a Saris who doesn't have hairs. So they're also, we can say that you follow the Chazaka Derava, and that Mistama, when he's 13, he reached age, just like if he would have hairs, Mistama at that time he would grow his hairs. His pubic hairs would grow when he's 13. So to now that he doesn't have, so with the same Chazaka Derava, we say that now he's Bar Mitzvah. And that's why, when he's 13, he's a gadol, like Rov Tinokos, who follow Chazaka Derava. In other words, you take him with the Cheskes Rov HaOlam, that at 13 he becomes a gadol. At 13 a regular person becomes a gadol, because he's probably bringing Cyrus, Chazaka Derava. And he doesn't have Cyrus also, you say the same thing. That at 13 he probably became a gadol even without Cyrus. You don't need Cyrus before. According to this, we can ask a stira in the Ritva. We say in Yevamos Yedbeizim Yedbeiz, it says that a Yoledes can't be Mimaenes, she can't do Miyun, refuse her husband when she's married to Rabbanan. She can't do that if she is a Yoledes. We don't find the Yoledes as Mimaenes. So Rav Safra says, because Banim Areim Kisimanim. Therefore, if she gave birth to Katnusa, she's a Gedola, and therefore she can't do Miyun. A Gedola can't do Miyun. Yatamotzi Oledes Mimaenes, because Banim Raim Kisimanim, she's already a Gedola. Rav Zvid says, Ein Banim below Simanim. There are no children without Simanim. Safra says that Banim HaRaim Kisimanim, Banim are considered like Simanim. And Rav Zvid said, you can't have Banim without Simanim. So the Chazanish says, Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, the Daf Yud Beis Lamed Beis in Yevamis, that up here the Ramban and the Ritva, that Ladina, there's no nafkamina between Rav Safra and Rav Zvid. So now it's Shver. Since according to the Ritva, you see Simane Haguf as just a simon legadlus. It's not the Siba for the godless. It's just a simon for the godless. It's not the godless itself. So what's the difference then between Rav Zvid and Rav Safra? Also, according to Rav Safra, that Banim themselves are Simanim. Banim Areim Kisimanim. All they are is they're just a simon for godless. So Rav Zvid holds that Banim are a simon, that they are a simanim. And the Mela, they're a simon for godless. Because if it's a simon for something else, which is a simon for something else, it's also a simon. The first one's also a simon. If a simon for A is a simon for B, which is a simon for C, so then simon A is a simon for C. So it comes out then that according to Rav Zvid, Banim are simanim. And according to Rav Safra, Banim are simanim. Rav Safra says Banim are simanim. That's a simon. And Rav Zvid says that the Banim, you don't have Banim without simanim. So Banim are a simon that there are simanim. So it comes out that according to him, Banim are also kesimanim. So sof, according to the Ritva, who holds that it's only a simon, what's the difference between Rav Zvid and Rav Safra? If you hold it to Siba, then you can say that according to Rav Safra, you have the Siba. Banim, Harem Kisimanim, they're not Simanim themselves. Banim are godless. And Rav Zvid holds, no. They're just a sign that they're a Simanim. Not that they themselves cause the godless, but if you hold that Simanim aren't the Siba, then they're both essentially saying they're both Simanim, that Banim are Simanim. Rav Safra says Banim are Kisimanim, and Rav Zvid says Ain Banim below Simanim. So there must be Banim are a Simon for Simanim. They're a sign that you have Simanim, and Simanim are a Simon that he's a god also. Comes out that for according to both of them, Banim are Simanim. It's a pretty shver Ritva. So we can explain, based on Reb Chaim Halevi in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, who explains Shitas Harama, that Banim Hareim Kisimanim only Mishas Leida Ve'elach. Asked in Amukah Yosef from the Sugi Ksuvis, that there's no possibility of a Na'ara Yoledes. You can't have a Na'ara, it's from 12 to 12 and a half, giving birth, since the Ibur is more than 6 months, so it turns out that she is a Bogeres Beleida. So you can't have a Nara Yoledes, because since the Ibur is 6 months at least, it turns out that she's going to be a Bogeres when she gives birth. So it's Mashma, Kidas Hatosis Visharishonim, that already Mishas HaIbur, Banim Harein Kisimanim. And therefore, B'shas Leida, she's already not a Naira. The Rambam holds only when she actually gives birth, the Banim are Kisimanim. But the Nemukah Yosef brings from the Sugya and Ksubis that already in the Ibur, even before the Leida, she already has these Simanim. Mishas HaIbur, Banim Areim Kisimanim. And therefore, Bishas HaLeida, she's no longer a Naira. Because she has this, she had this Ibur. And the Ibur makes her into a Bogeres. The Ibur is a simon that she's reached the stage of being a Bogeres. Shenken, according to the Rambam, It's only when she gives birth that she's a bogeris. Only then panamar kesimanim. But it seems from the Sugya and Ksubis that already before she gives birth, just when she's pregnant, that already makes her a bogeris. So the Reb Chaim says that even according to the Rambam, the Ibur is roy lechoshev lesimanim, could be considered simanim. But since it's not mevurah until she gives birth, a ben kayama, we don't say gloy muslim afreya to consider a gedola mishanas ha'ibur. Since it's not mavur until she gives birth to b'nei kayama, we don't say a gloy muslim afreya that she was a gedola mishanas ha'ibur. Nevertheless, there is a din simanim already at the time of the ibur, and her 6 months is counted from then. Ayin sham b'dvarav ha'amukim, v'gam b'dvarav ha'stumim. What does he mean? What does he mean when he says that the Ibur is simanim, but since it's not mavur until she gives birth, we don't say gloy milsel mafreya that she's a gedola mishas ha'ibur, but it already has a din simanim be'ibur, and you count the 6 months from then. What's going on over here? So it would appear, based on what Reb Chaim says elsewhere, and that is that b'din gadlus, besides what the Cyrus or the banim constitute a simen, there also has to be gadlus mivureres vinikeres. There has to be a clear gadlus. And he explains that that's the reason of Shmuel Yevamos Daf Pei, that we don't say about a Cyrus that he becomes Cyrus, he's a gadlus l'afreya, that he was a gadlus all along. Why? Because self, be'osa shah, lo haisa gadlus mivureres. So if the godless wasn't clear earlier, and therefore we don't say Gloy Muslim Afreya. And with that is Miyashiv Kushi Setosis, and what's Mashman the Gemara, then even according to the Hava Mina, there's Nairus with an Ilonis, that is only according to Rav, who says that there could be the Mafreya. The Mafreya, this Naira was with this Ilonis, was considered a Naira. But not according to Shmuel. The question is, why not? Why don't we say, when she brings Simane Alonis, that beforehand she had 6 months of Nairis? So it must be that even according to Shmuel, that she doesn't become a Gedola Mafreya. Nevertheless, the simanim of her being an Ilonis testify that she should have been. She should have been a gedola mafreya, and that she finished the 6 months of Nairis. And only because it wasn't mavur ba'osa shah, there's no din gadlus mafreya. But as far as being mechashev the Nairis and the Bagrus, you are mona mishah rishon. So there is no Nairis according to Shmuel by Ilonis, because it's not Mavur. But in Achinami, that's how she became a Bogeris. First she had her 6 months of Nairis, but she can't be considered that Lamafreya, because it's not Mavur. So Zachinu mitoch Tivrei Reb Chaim, lefi hezbera amur, she'af ki ha'se'arot hem siman legadlut ve'lo agadlut atzma. So Cyrus are just a sign for the godless, it's a simen. But it's not the godless in itself. That's l'inyan mitzias ha-godless. That is as far as the mitzias of godless is concerned. But besides the mitzias of godless, you also need godless mevoreres, vinikeres, in order that the din godless should be chal. It's like we said before, that there is a mitzias by Shmuel. There is a mitzias of godless, of naras, but it's not mevor yet. So until it's mevor, it doesn't count. So besides the mitzias, you also require that godless hamevoreres, vinikeres, kedei lochol din godless. V'imken. Klapei oto din, vis-a-vis that din, the simanim are considered his savas hagadlus, because that's what is mevarer the godless. What's mevarer the godless are the simanim, because that's what causes us to be meichel the din godless. The fact that it's recognizable. So on one hand, it's just a simon for the metzias of godless, but it also is the etzem godless, because it's mevarer the godless. Simanim do that as well. So we can say now like this, that really Iker HaGadlus is Gadlus Hadas, Kipshat HaSugya B'nida, Kafisha Pirshu HaRishonim, V'Gadlut HaGuf Mehava Siman L'Gadlut B'Dat. The fact that she has Gadlus HaGuf, that's a Simen, or he, that there's Gadlus B'Das, Sharei Yadua Shet Patchut HaGufanit V'HaSichlit Kshurim Zelaze Vimken. Mashim Vuar Bchol Makom Shesimane Haguf Kovim Et Hagadlut Hainu B'Torat Siman LeGadlut B'Dat. So in Achinami, when you talk about Simanim, that's a Simen of Gadlus B'Das. Aval Milvad Zot Halo Simane Haguf Heim HaMehavim Gadlut Mevoreret. They also clarify the godless, because how else are we supposed to know? So not only are they a simon, but they're also a siba for the din godless, because they're mevara the godless. They're mankir, milashon nikr. They make nikr, they make recognizable the godless, which is a tenai, beikr din godless. That if it's not recognizable, it's not godless. That was the yesod of Reb Chaim. Ibor is considered simanim, but there's no bearer. It has to be mavurer. Since it's not mavurer, so it doesn't count until she actually gives birth. However, b'metzias you can already count from before. That's why the Rambam says. That's why it's not a kash in the Rambam. Because that's when that's the bearer. That's the bearer of godless. However, the metzias of godless is already mishas ha'ibur. But the banim, the bearer, which is necessary for a godless, is only a leida. So again, you see this chiluk, that's what's important for us. The chiluk between two aspects of simanim. A, it's a simen, and that's just a simen for godless hadas, but it's also a bearer, which means that it's a siva, so it's both. Ubiktzara, mitoch divrei Reb Chaim, למדנו שני עניינים. יש גדלות מציאותית והיא קיימת כבר בעיבור למנות חודשי נערות, וכן באילונית מאז היותה בת 12 אפילו לשמואל. But even according to Shmuel, even Shmuel agrees that the islandess, you make her a bogeris lamafreya, but you had months of nairus that preceded it. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says you don't make lamafreya. But still, there were times of Narus, because mebchina metziutit yesh narut gam ba'ilonis. So So according to Shmuel, there's no din godless l'mafreya. According to Shmuel, there's no din godless l'mafreya. But, nevertheless, the simanim of the islanders are made that she should have been a gedola mafreya, and that she had the 6 months of naris, but since it wasn't mavur ba'osa shah, there's no din of godless l'mafreya. But le'inyin chishuv naris u'bagrus, you're already able to count from earlier, mishar rishona. So there's no beirur, so there's no naris l'mafreya, and then it's dafka l'rav, she becomes a nara, not according to Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, you need enachinami. You had the simanim of if she became an islandess, if she became a bogeres, if she had simani islandess, it makes her a bogeres. Yes, she had she had naira 6 months before. But it's not mavur, and therefore it doesn't count. It doesn't become a naira l'mafreya. But you're already able to count the nairis from when she was 12. But since it's not nikar, she doesn't become, you don't say the mafreya, she was a nara then. But you're still able, that's still considered yemei nairis. Because again, mipchina mitziutit efshar kvar bi'ibur limnot chodshei narut, like we see in the sugya and ksubis. And also with an islandess. And also with an islandess. Already from the time she's 12, even according to Shmuel. But besides that, there's a din, because again, mipchina metziutit, it already starts then. But that's not enough. Yesh gam din gadlus, shutalui bebeirur adavar leinenu. In order to be a gadol, it has to be, according to Shmuel, it has to be mavur leinenu, it has to be clear. And therefore the Rambam says, banamar simanim rak mishas leida. Because it's only mishas leida, that's the beirur. That's what makes it nigger that she's a gadola. Umishihiganu lechan, efshar lomar b'dat Rambam, that's the difference according to the Rambam between Shanim and Simanim. Shanim are required the godless mitzad amitzias, that's a siman of godless hadas, like we said, and for that Shanim are enough even without Simanim, whereas Simane haguf are a chalos din godless, that's tali b'dover hamankir v'hamavarer. Because what's going to be the davar habar? What's going to be what's mevar? Shanim or simanim? Shanim you can't see. Shanim isn't on the body itself. What's nikar is what's on the body. So the simanim are the chalos din godless, that's totally bedavar haman kir v'amevar. And shanim are mitzias of godless hadas. And that a saris becomes a gadol when he's 13, and one day, like the Rambam Nishas Beis Yudalit, even though there's no davar hamankir, and there's no simane saris, that is a halacha miyuchedes, somebody who's not bar hava simanim, that the shanim alone are kovea godless, like Reb Chaim said. So now we can understand this Indian of shame godless that we learned in the first shir, that the Sma writes about a dayan. A dayan has to be 13 even without simanim. Even without simanim, he could already be a dayan, but not an aid, because an aid requires a nashim. Because at 13 you have gadlut mitziutit, you have godless hadas, and only where it says ish, there mitzad hadin, you need simane guf besides the gadlut mitziutit. But where you don't need be'etzem din godless, it's just die b'das shel gadol, there it's enough to have the gadlut mitziyutit that's tluya b'shanim. And the Rambam explained that by Nedarim it's all Talui and Das, you don't need Godless. Because again, according to the Rambam, all you have to do is be 13. And then you're Nedarim on Nedarim. You don't need Godless Haguf, you just need Godless Hadas. And by a Ben Noach, it's all telling the Metzias of Godless and not in the Din of Godless. And therefore, he has no simanim, you just check his Das. And also Eidachad Bisurim, according to the Beis Meir we saw, and Mekach Umemkar. As long as there's Das, that's Gadlut Metziutit. So just to summarize what we learned in this Shir B'Siyata Dishmaya, that the Din Godless for various halachas is Tala B'Shimonim V'Simane Aguf. And included in, this is included in the Shirim that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to Tosfos, Simanim alone are Koveh Godless Be'etzim. The only thing is that until 12 or 13 years old, the Cyrus are not Simanim, they're just a Shuma Be'alma. That's according to Tosfos al Piagrach. But Ladas HaRambam, Shalom Shanim are Koveh Godless Be'etzim. According to Tosfos, it's Simanim, but the Simanim, like we learned this in the first year, but the Simanim alone are nothing. You can't, they don't tell us anything until he reaches age, because there might not be, it might not be real puberty. But according to the Rambam, Shanim are Koveh Godless Be'etzim. Mipshata Gemara. In Nidan, other places, in the Rishonim and Achronim, it would appear that Godless, that's required for Mitzvah HaTorah, is Godless Hadas, and the Simani Aguf are Simon, they're a sign that there's Godless Hadas. However, from some Rishonim, it would appear that Simanim are defined as the Godless themselves, not just Simanim law, but the Godless itself is in the Simani Aguf, unlike the Ma'arit. It appears, based on Reb Chaim, that in a din Godless is included Shei Dover HaMevar Man Kiras HaGodless, and therefore you don't say Gloy Muslim Afreya when the Dover HaMevar wasn't there, and therefore Simanei Aguf, besides them being Simanim, are also the Etzim, the Chalos Din Godless, because they're what makes it clear. So we have two Inyanim in Godless. We have Gadlut Mitziutit, which is Godless Hadas, that's age, and then Godless, that's Talui, and something that's Mevar. The Leidas Habanim, the Divrei Rav Safra, that's Din Godless, because it's Dover HaMevara. Banim Arayim Kesimanim. That's Mevara. But according to Rav Zvid, the Leid itself is not Mevara. It's just there's no Leid without Havas Simanim. That's the Machlokes. Rav Safra says that the Leid itself is the Mevara, and Rav Zvid said, no, it's just a Simon on something else. That there's a Simon. It's a Simon that there's Simanim. And we could say, according to the Rambam, that Shanim that are required for Kviyas Godless, that's only Mitzad HaGadlut HaMetziutit, and Simanei HaGuf constitute a Chalos Din Godless Mitzad Dover HaMevarer. For Godless Hadas, you just need years, but to be Mevarer that, you need Simanei HaGuf. And with that, we understood various halachas that are Koveh Din Godless based on years and not Havas Simanim, like Nedarim according to the Rambam, the age of a dying, 13, the Sma says, Eidus Ishav, Eidus Isurim according to the Beis Meir, Mekach Umemkar according to Rav Nachshon Gaon, because there you don't need Din Godless, you need Godless Mitziutit, you need Godless Hadas, and also Ben Noach, it's all Talui and Godless Hadas. And also Mishah Shegiya Ben Liyud Gimel Shanim, Gamim Lo Noda Shehevi Simanim, He's Chayev B'Mitzvahs, because of Chazaka de Rava, and the father is Pater from Chinuch, and therefore he says Baruch Shep Tarani Bos HaShah. Pshat Divrei HaMedrash or Kedivrei HaMishneh Berurah. It's a big discussion. It's not only Derabbanan. Many say it's only Derabbanan, not Daraisa. That's maybe for another shir. In the meantime, we should be Zocha Lo Modu Lalamid Lishma V'Las L'Kaim is called Divrei Tzama Teresa V'Hava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.